because, like,
yeah, no, I agree.
Humans
guys
are innately lazy, so like to completely create an entire new pattern in your brain,
they don't want to.
Takes a lot of work. Well, no human wants to do that much work.
It's hard.
So it's so much easier to come up with excuses for why you're right, even when you can blatantly, clearly see you're wrong, than it is to admit you're wrong and try to start anew.
It's humbling.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's kind of my whole thing, you know, like, if you want to be heard, you have to be willing to listen, you know, and
absolutely.
and if you are one of those guys that sees a tweet and immediately has a response, then good luck.
Yeah.
Like, you can be that person if you're smart enough, like, yeah. But if you're a dummy, you're going to get roasted, and Barstool Sports knows that. That's their whole shtick. Like, come at us if you want, bro, like... My whole, like, I keep saying, if you gunning for the king, don't miss, bro. Like, that's a thing. Like, because back in the day, if you got to kill the king, if you pulled that shit off, you got to be the king.
Yeah.
Like,
but if you miss.
If you miss, you died.
You died in front of everybody so that everybody knew not to try that shit again.
You either died a horribly painful death in combat, or they embarrassed the everlasting shit out of you and made it hurt. Like... So
mentally and physically.
Yeah, so like why are we keep saying, you know, those who don't study the past are doomed to repeat it, and like, and then also not studying the past. Like, I was a history major for a reason. Like, this is my shtick. Like, I love this kind of stuff, but I switched to this exercise science because I was like, wait, I don't wanna be a high school teacher. Science is kind of where it's at, you know?
Yeah.
Like, science is finding out why things do, like,
yeah.
Like, what else? Well, I mean, what else is cooler than that?
That's part of the process of college, though, is like finding yourself, like figuring out what college, you really
want to
do.
College is a social experiment.
Yeah.
Like, and if you're lucky enough to go to college, you get to have that social experiment.
Yeah.
Like, but if you don't, then you have to pretend that you did. And that's not the same, yeah, obviously.
That doesn't work. That's not work at all.
Like, look at this guy. Like, obviously, I'm not a real Twitter celebrity, but I get to say whatever I want to Barstool for a week straight. Like, and. That's my whole point, is if they're willing to let me use this platform to do that, I'm willing to let you use me to do this too. Like, we out here, we got words to say. Like,
I can get behind that.
Yeah.
Can I see this tattoo over here?
Yeah, bro. I got shirt down here. I've been working on this stuff. I had
you
a.
You should also go totally shirtless. I'd be not opposed to that.
I mean, I would if that's what the fans want. But I got like. Aliens in the southwestern desert.
That's so
it's
awesome.
Gonna go up, and like as you get higher into the atmosphere, it's gonna get space, and then Steve is not gonna be on a real wave. He's gonna be on a space wave, like a cosmic wave.
I like it.
Yeah, because here's my thing.
Oh, wait,
is
there's some text up here.
Oh yeah, that is Invictus by William Ernest Hensley, I believe. I don't remember. I'm so tired, but it's that one that ends, I am the master of my fate, I am the captain of my soul. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's the first stanza because I'm not a cliche, you know? Like, if you want to know what I'm about, like, Google it, but,
yeah.
You know.
I'm not going to write it all in my arm for you.
Exactly. There's not enough room. Like, I've got other stuff to say.
Yeah,
so you've been wondering about the tattoos. I've purposefully not made them a thing, like, you know, like, because I...
When did you start doing that? I don't think you had that at Baker, did you?
No. I got this one in Arkansas, the first year, and I got this sunrise, not a sunset. I got the sunrise in my second year there, and... When I got back, I had always known that I wanted to do like a full southwestern thing all the way around. And then when I got back here and I started, you know, honestly, you know, going on my vision quests and everything, I started getting more of like a space thing. And I was like, it's all connected, man. Like, it literally, it's they're all points on a line in a story. Like, it's up to you to make it a cohesive thing. Like, and if you can, people will listen. But if you can't, don't be mad. You know,
dude, that's all really well done.
Thanks, bro. It's like...
Is it all the same artist or no? You did it yourself?
I did this stuff myself. Kara down at the tattoo studio obviously did her interpretation, but like the Pizza Steve that I drew, or the Pizza Steve on my arm, is not what I wanted the Pizza Steve to be. The Pizza Steve that I put on my Snapchat, that's what I designed it.
So you drew it all and then somebody...
I drew it and I said, do I need a consultation for this? And the guy said, nah, fam, I got you. And 2 weeks later I showed up and he had not prepared anything except for blown up my pizza 5 times bigger than what I wanted. And I was like, bruh, all right, let's do it, I guess. But this is not what I want.
So pizza was supposed to be...
Pizza was supposed to be all the way back here and this big. Yeah.
Now and he's like the prominent character.
Yeah, no, now it is a pizza tattoo. It was supposed to be a huge surfing wave with like a beach and like storms on the back and stuff. No, now it's a pizza tattoo. So thanks, Aftershock Tattoo in Fayetteville. You fucked me. I'm just kidding. I love it. It's and that's my whole thing is if you can ask for what you want, but unless you're specific, you're not gonna get it, you know?
Closed mouth, go get fit.
Exactly. Like, or even ignorant mouths. I mean, yap, but if you're saying dumb stuff, people are gonna be like, all right, blocked. And thank you so much, girls at Barstool. Shout out to Ellie and She Rates Dogs for strategically blocking me at the most opportune times. That was really awesome. Guys, we're here with Asaf and Josh, and we're eating some burritos, and we're gonna take a break, so catch you later. I agree with that.
Are they rode in?
I think so, like, no. Discipline, though, is like, it's one of those learned traits, though. I think emotion...
It can be.
Yeah. I think emotion is one of those things that you don't really have a control over. Either you feel deeply or you don't, but...
Yes.
Yeah.
But you can also teach yourself not to react off of the first emotion.
I agree with your point there. Yeah, is if you can control that urge to be like, ooh,
right.
Then the world is your oyster, man. If you can control that rage, like, there's an evil genius in everybody.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I guess for me that's just something that kind of jumped out, because that's part of my job. Like,
yeah.
Teaching kids who come from not so great situations.
Who are you, the teacher that teaches at one of the
Bay
Centers?
No, that's Pitts. He's white.
Oh. Yeah. Well, so...
No, Pitts is...
I'm going to be teaching in Adam.
No, but that's my whole point, is I mentioned Pitts' names. You don't know what Pitts looked like. This is my friend ASAP. Like,
yeah.
You know, like,
you said
I...
I teach kids, and, you know...
Well, no, I work with kids at Pathways, and part of what we do is, like, help kids who have come from different types of traumas learn how to reintegrate in the world, like, socially.
Yeah.
Learn, teach them how to, like, be independent, so we teach them, like...
Wait, do you have those houses that you have kids in? No.
We do. Our company does, yeah, but I don't work at that one. Okay. I work at a different facility.
I know my sister has had to go to the one here in Lawrence.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
She's a rascal.
My brother and sister.
Brother and sister are rascals. There's a handful over there. Sorry, Tabby. I told you were going to want to listen, but... I'm not trying to be mean to anybody is my whole point, but I have something to say, and if you're willing to listen, then let's talk. But if not, I'm going to burn you. Like, keep saying that. Every nickname that I called myself, everything that I chose was like strategic. Like, I called myself the king, like, because like I wanted to make that literal metaphor, you know, like all of that stuff is literal and figurative, and it's any way you make it, because that's what art is, you know, like it's how you interpret the world. And if you understand that that's what art is, then literally the world is art. Right? And that's the whole point with, like, you know, like, they didn't... You know why why landscape painting stopped becoming famous? No. Snapshot photography. Because, and you know, the abstract movement developed out because cameras could accurately take pictures of landscapes, and they were like, oh, well, how do we portray beauty? You know, that's literally what Andy Warhol and the abstractionists were doing, and, like, the impressionist movement was... Okay, if we can, you know, do this beautiful scene so literally, how do we do this beautiful scene figuratively? Like, and that's storytelling, that's, you know, that's all of it.
Yeah.
I agree with all that stuff, you know? Right, Joe? Look at that rascal. He always does that paw cross thing.
Just big chin.
I never fake when I talk to Joe. Like, he's around, like, he keeps track of me, and he does his own thing, though. Like, he's not a cuddler. Like, he'll go and be napping, but if I'm getting too wound up and he hasn't seen me all day, like, he'll come up and, you know, he'll sniff my leg and stuff, and all that, and then he'll like lay here, and I'll be like, all right, Joe, you right, buddy. And then I'll calm down, and then he'll go back to his napping. He's a hilarious, guys. Like, I would just gotta keep the rotation going, you know. I like to go counterclockwise because, fuck you, clocks.
Somebody gotta say it.
I think we might put in the headphones earlier because I gotta set it to be just the right one as the mic, so like, you know. That would be weird though, because you'd hear my voice more. I mean, I don't know, it might be an interesting effect, but like that way someone else could also hear, like, you know, when we go back to play it again, I guess. Because there's not really any audio going now, it's just whoever wants to have the mic would put it in. But or I could switch it back to the dual two-way and have two people mic'd up. I haven't tried that yet though. I think it's gonna be kinda cool. Like, here's my whole thing is, like, I bought a GoPro, and we had an iPad and an iPhone. Like, these studios pay thousands of dollars to get this high-end equipment, and they charge people thousands of dollars to use their recording software that you own. You own that stuff. If you have an Xbox or a computer or an iPad or an iPhone, you have a recording studio as well, guys. And hit me up if that's something you want to talk about, and, like, you want to talk about my thought process on that? Is like, DM me, guys. Like, literally DM me. That's the point, you know? Yeah, I think we should take another break and get some snacks. What do you guys think?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I guess what I really want to say is I'm here for you guys, you know? Like, what do you guys want to do? Like, what do you guys want to say? Really, you know, that's all I want to say. And in all actuality, you know, I've been saying a lot, and the whole message is talk less, do more, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, well, if you want people to listen, we have to be able to listen back.
That's true. I you know what? I agree with that. So if you have an opinion on anything in the matter, I get something in my throat there, guys. Ellie. Ellie! Barstool Sports! Oh, does anyone have water? Oh, I got 7-Up right here. So delicious. Anyway, I think we're just gonna go ahead and wrap that up today, guys. I wanna say one more time thanks again to my very, very dear friends Asaph and Josh. They're gonna be back. They had a great time, obviously. I mean, I'm not gonna speak for you guys, you know. So it was. What did you think? Like, did you have fun seeing the Joe Rogan experience?
I definitely had fun. It was a lot different than I expected. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm so glad that is literally just the response that I wanted. You know, is that you would take the time out of your day to be like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? You know, like, this guy's whack. What? Am I? You decide. But like, why not you retweet Barstool? Like, this is the end of the segment. This is the end of the teaser. I see you watching, Ellie. Do you think I don't see that one iTunes listener? You know, come on. The metrics don't update live, but this is the end of the segment. This is the end of the show. This has been season one of Milk and Cookies. And if you want to be a part of season two, like, get in touch, because we're doing it. We got stuff coming up, and that's my whole point here, is if the corporate game and the corporate, you know, razzle dazzle is what these boomers want, then we can do that too. But like, you know, I'll be the Gary Vee, you know, like the Elon Musk for you guys, you know, like, if you have something to say, I'll say that to them. And at this point they're listening, so if you need a professional smart guy in your corner, or literally anyone just to say, hey, I've got a cool idea, I guess that was the point of this. And hit us up if you liked it. I know you're listening. I know you loved it, guys, because I'm a fucking badass. So any last words before we just freaking wrap this up till the next season, guys? Like, this was awesome. Like, I think we crushed it. I think next season we're gonna go for like an indefinite season length. Like, not like I aimed for 10. I think I got 8. That's pretty close. Like, this is a B, right? Like, come on. And but that's a B, but you got to remember that the finale was a two-parter. The finale was a two-parter. 7 and 8 were was the finale. And also, the premiere was a trailer. So if we want to be real technical, it was an entire season in 1 week. At Justin Roiland, if you liked my voice work. I know you guys are having issues with content. Or whatever, like, whatever Rick and Morty's issue is, you know, like, let's talk about it and let's tell the world why Rick and Morty is taking fucking forever. Because, hey, you know, like, I love Rick and Morty and everyone else loves Rick and Morty and there should be more Rick and Morty. Like, if it's a content issue, if it's a legality issue, I don't fucking care what it is. Like, we want more Rick and Morty.
So long.
Anyway, I'm sorry, we're done. That's it. We out. And let us know, we're gonna be working a little more tonight. We're gonna have to say bye to our guests, obviously, because it's getting late, but we out here, and if I don't hear back from you fucks by Monday, you are so dead to me, I swear. Ooh! I'm telling you, boys and girls, it is literally that easy if you know the right words to say. Guys, I literally, you guys don't understand the historical significance of what I pulled off today and what I literally said to the quote-unquote most powerful man in America. You heard it here, folks, guys. There can be only one, and it's Mad Max. All right, guys, you asked for it. Here he is. The king's on his throne. He's waiting to hear from you. Don't worry, baby. I know it's all like kling-dum. And talk about a sick catch by Cheetah, because that bomb was an 85-yarder, and he got there at 110 miles an hour, so... Ooh, so good. Guys, tune in next season to watch the Kansas City Chiefs take on literally any challenger.